Hello, it's the 31st of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Information provided to the Luton Council Scrutiny Health and Social Care Review Group reveals a Department of Health and Social Care plan for 80 new mental health hospitals across the country. The East London NHS Foundation Trust is hoping that an increased demand for mental health services across the country will drive £37 million of investment into the region. ELFT believes that funding could be made available to the new £60 million mental health facility site plan at Bedford Health Village, which is close to finalisation. Improvement support would also be provided to the Luton Centre for Mental Health. Robin Campbell, the Deputy Director of Integrated Care at ELFT, said, "The critical thing is to ensure we are ready with our plan, so when money becomes available, we're prepared to apply. We'll be exploring every option available to us." Reverend Mike Hall, who was working in Wales when his Luton house was sold to a new owner without his permission, is still fighting for compensation. The Reverend, who bought the house in 1990, attempted to have the property returned to him, but has so far been unsuccessful. A blaze at the Kingsway Recycling Centre in Luton caused several properties in the vicinity, including an apartment building, to be evacuated while roads in the area were closed. The fire, which began last Saturday morning, was attended by Beds Fire and Rescue and affected the scheduling of bin collections. Once the extent of the damage has been determined, Luton Council then hopes to have bin services fully restored later today. The local authority Treescapes Fund placed a winning bid for a small plot of land in central Bedfordshire where a tiny forest will be created. A tiny forest is made up of dense woodland in an area close to the size of a tennis court and encourages rapid forest growth without relying on artificial methods. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.